Das sagt die Mischne. Schnei Achim und Meisechet mehem die Yibim Hasheini Eseche Sachiv Vachak Hachneul Lehemach. Two brothers, one died, the second is Miyabim, and after that a brother is born. The case is almost word for word the same as the previous Mishnah. Previous mission was Shnei Achim Umeis Echamehem V'noid L'Hamach V'Hachach Yibim Hasheini. This Mishnah and the previous Mishnah are identical except for one thing. The order. The previous Mishnah was Noilid V'Hachach Yibim. And this Mishnah says Yibim Hasheini Yaseish Yisachim V'Hachach Noilid. That's the whole difference between the two Mishnahs. First Mishnah is Noilid V'Hachach Yibim. This Mishnah is Yibim V'Hachach Noilid. The previous Mishnah, we didn't bring any machlaikson. Here, we bring a machlaikson. What we're going to deal with is Rabbi Ishia, who says that Rabbi Shimon is arguing in both Mishnahs. But right now, we're learning the Mishnah. Previous Mishnah was a case of Noilid V'Hachach Yibim. This Mishnah, the Yibim was first and Noilid is second. So the Tanakhama says, Meis HaRishayna Umeis HaRishayna Yayitzim Mishnah Shalom V'Elam Mishnah Mishnah Tzarasa. Which is again word for word the previous Mishnah. Word for word, I think literally, exactly the words of the previous Mishnah. Osa b'maimer, meis hashit mu meis, hashniach alatis alayvis yabemis. Again, word for word the previous Mishnah. Till Reb Shimon Aymer, two Mishnahs are the same, except for one thing. The other Mishnah is a case of achakach yibeim, and this Mishnah is a case of achakach noilad. The order is reversed. So Reb Shimon argues, Reb Shimon Aymer, miyabim leizem hem sheyirtza, achaylitz leizem hem sheyirtza. So Reb Shimon, who's the focus of the Gemara, is the new Shita here. Tanakhama is easy. Tanakhama says, last Mishnah, this Mishnah, all the same. Doesn't matter, chalitza first, noilad second, or noilad, yibum first, noilad second, or noilad first, yibum second, it's all the same. Reb Shimon argues. So Reb Ishia and the Gemara is going to explain Reb Shimon's Shita. But before that, on the Mishnah, the Taisis Yamtiv here brings a Nemukiyasis Kasha on the language of Chaylaitz Leizem Hen Sheyirtza, the Lashon Chaylaitz. Chaylaitz means, is a male Lashon, Chaylaitz, he takes off a shoe. That language is incorrect. When you go to a chalitza, you watch a chalitza, the woman takes off the man's shoe. The man is not chaylitz. The man doesn't take off his shoe. Say chaylitzes, we had earlier chaylitzes. Well, let me say abemis. The woman takes off his shoe. That's fine. But the lashon chaylitz is incorrect. The man is not chaylitz.
How would you say that? How would you say that he chooses
Nechlatz.
Nechlatz means it was done to him. How would you say that he chooses?
He chooses to be a Nechlatz. He chooses to have his shoe taken off.
Nechlatz,
Me'ez,
that's not his choice.
It's his choice. He can choose Chalitza Yibum, no? Now, those of you who learned the rest of the Masechta know that this is the whole Masechta. The parak called Hachaylitz, Hachaylitz Liyavimtai. So the Mukhiyasev is asking on that too. Why does the whole Masechta use the Lashon of Hachaylitz? Except for one Mishnah. There's one Mishnah that uses the Lashon Chayrish Shenechlatz. A Chayrish whose shoe was taken off. Now, I wouldn't say this, but it's the Mukhiyasev. It's the Mukhiyasev and Taisis Yamtif. If you turn to the Mukiyasif in the back, it's on page Lamed Dalid in the Dafei Harif. I think even if you have the new Gemaras, they kept the Dafei Harif the same. And the place that the Mukiyasif talks about it is on the Mishnah Cheresh and Nichlatz, which I think is Daf Kuf Dalid in the Gemara. But in the Rif, it's page Lamed Dalid Amar Aleph, Masnisen. What? In the Gemara, Cheresh and Nichlatz.
No, so on the normal,
Oh, the new ones is Taf Tzadik Tes. What, the new ones have different blood?
No, they
have different blood on the riff? What? Oh, really? So it's Pesach Tzadik Tes, okay. Okay, I don't know why they did that, but at any rate, it's new and improved. On the Mishnah, look at his lashon, and he says a chiddush. I mean, it's a halacha that I want to discuss. The halacha is emes. The diuk in the Mishnah is good. There's an interesting night of Yehuda. The Yehuda writes on the lashon hachaylitz. He says, when I was young, I assumed the lashon of Chazal on the Mishnah is shaloi bedigduk. It's not bedigduk exactly. The lashon bedigduk is not exact. And so he writes. It's like when he writes in his young years, and you hear that sometimes from young people. They say, "Oh, this lashon is bad. That lashon is bad." So when he got older, he came up with a pshat that it is bedigduk. At any rate, the lashon of the Nemuki Yosef shenechlatz loy nemar halashon hazeh bedigduk b'kulu mechilta. This language is not written bedigduk in the whole Masechta. Ela b'kan, except here. The bechol duchta amrinan hachoylets gabe yavam va'afal pishu nechlatz. Roy says hachoylets, which implies he's taking off the shoe. He's not. He's the nechlatz. He's the one whose shoe was taken off. I think a lot of people learning Yavamis will be confused. If you ask him who takes off whose shoe, maybe you can catch people not sure. I guess it depends which prokin they learned. But anyway, he's not a chaylitz. He doesn't take off shoes. So what does he say? V'nira tam hadavar, and it's actually a Rambam. Nira tam hadavar, v'nei shehayava misayeya bechalitza, kivan shetzarech sheyeskaven lachlaitz. The reason the Mishnah says hachaylites is because the yavam helps the chalitza. How does the yavam help the chalitza? Kivan shetzar sheyeskaven lachlaitz. He has to have kavana to do the chalitza. V'gabei cheirish, the lav bar kavana, dafka by a cheirish who doesn't have kavana. He's considered like a cotton who has no kavana. Nokat shenechlatz. It's anybody who has kavana. We say hachaylitz, because his kavana is misanyeya in the chalitza. Dafka by a cheirish who doesn't have kavana. So the Mishnah says, hacheirish shenechlatz, it's a chalitza psula. Chay pirish haramba and pirish hamishnah shalai. So this is the Muki Yosef, Taisis Yantav Rambam. You have three Rishayim that say Hachaylitz means he's Messiah and the Chalitza in the Kavana that you have to have in Chalitza. It's a Chiddush in the Lashon Hachaylitz, but it's also something of a Chiddush in the Halachis of Chalitza, as I'll try to explain. First of all, the fact that you need Das is a Mishnah later. And Daf Kuvav Amid Aleph. The Mishnah says the Chalitza needs Das Shnehem. So the idea that you need Das, I'm sorry, Kuvav Amid Beis. What? No. Actually, yes. The Baal is a Messiah in the Chalitza. I'm sorry, it's a Kufav Amid Aleph. Right? Beishin is Kavan, Huvlein is Kavan, He, Beishin is Kavan, Huvlein is Kavan, Huvlein is Kavan, Huvlein is Kavan, Huvlein is Kavan, So, you need Kavan. In the Chacham Tzvi, in Tshuva Aleph, which we've quoted numerous times in different parts of the Tshuva, he clears what is the Kavana that we're talking about. What is the Kavana that you need b'shas chalitza? You know that Yibum doesn't need Kavana b'chlau. What is the Kavana that chalitza needs? So he has two mahalchim, and that's his chakira. Is pshat just like we say mitzvah sriches kavana by other mitzvahs? We say mitzvah sriches kavana by aluliv and by kiddush and by kriya shema. We say there's an idea that mitzvah sriches kavana, that you have to be mechavin when you do a mitzvah. So chalitza also is a mitzvah. And therefore you need kavanas mitzvah. It's one way to learn.
Why is it an
So I guess we would have to understand The truth is, it's a good kasha. Why is it different than Yibum? Yibum is a gzeres hakasa that even by itself, it's a question, a good question. We'll see if we'll have an answer for it. But one way to learn is, like in Mr. Shichas Kavana, that it's a Kavana Dikah thing. It's a mitzvah Dikah din. The second way to learn is that it's an inyan of Das Kinyan, Das Makna. When you do a Kinyan on something, if you buy something, so you have to have Kavana to be kinder. The Makna has to have Kavana to be Makna to you, and the kinder has to have Kavana to be kinder. If you take, say, pick something up without Kavana to be kinder, you're not kinder. So it's possible that you need Das Makne, and who's the Makne here, the man, and Das Kinyan by the woman. Why do you need both of them to have Kavana? He has to have Kavana Das Makne, and she has to have Kavana Das Kaina. And Mamela, you have the Kavanas. It's a Kinyan Dikadin that you have to have a Kavana. So the Chacham Tzvi clears this Chakira. Now he's Taila this. He's being Makne. That's by Chalitza, he's giving her back her Ishus, whatever control he has on her Ishus. The Zika gives some type of Kinyan in her. So he's giving her back her Ishus, right? And we had the same thing when we learned in Kiddushin Beis Amid Beis that you need Kavana. There was a Hagon the side that brought a Rashi that it's Alstas Makna. By Kiddushin, why do you have to have Kavana? So there was a Rashi that said Alstas Makna. Because she has to be Makna herself to the Baal. And the Baal has to have a mind to be Kaina. So can Zeh, we have this Chakira by the Kavana of Chalitza. Is the Kavana Das Kinyan, or is it Mitzvah's Kavana the Kinyan? Now, I hope you all remember, I told you a different Chakira of the Chacham Tzvi. If Chalitza is a Mitzvah or a Matir. We spoke about this a couple of times. That the Chacham Tzvi Kler is Bechlal. Is Chalitza like Lulav, it's a Mitzvah? Or is it like Shechita? It's a Matir. The Nafkamina was, if a woman doesn't plan to remarry, she's an old lady, she's not going to remarry anyway. If Chalitza is a Mitzvah, so she should do it. If Chalitza is a Matir, she doesn't need the Matir. If you don't plan to eat meat, you don't shecht. If you don't plan to get married, you don't do Chalitza. The Chacham Tzvi is toila these two Chakiras, Zebezeh. The Chakira, if Chalitza is a mitzvah or a matir, and the Chalitza, what you need, which kavana, it's all one kler. If you say it's a mitzvah, it's shaykh to say mitzvah shichas kavana. That's why you need das. It still could be you need das at kamakna also. But if you say it's a mitzvah, it's possible to say that it's al mitzvah shichas kavana. If you learn that it's a matir, so it can't be al mitzvah shichas kavana. It's because it's not coming al mitzvah. It's coming al matir. Al matir, if you shecht without kavana, the Prima Gadim says even al mitzvah shichas kavana. If you shecht without kavana, it's a good shechita anyway. It's a matir anyway. So the same thing. Here, if you hold it's a matir, and you still need kavana, so what kavana do you need? Then we have to neman that it's das makna. So this is the clair of the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi held that chalitza is a mitzvah or matir. Anybody remember? Remember we said there are three gedolim that held that it's a matir. The way I always remember is, I remember Rassam Sefer wrote, Api Kabbalah, you should do chalitza anyway. But if somebody has a shayla, you don't have to tell him Kabbalah. You tell him halacha. Halacha is, you don't have to do chalitza. The Chacham Sefer, the Chacham Tzvi, and I think the Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, said that chalitza is a matir, period. Memela, the Chacham Tzvi Nemzan, that it can't be al mitzvah shichas kavana, that it's a halacha in Das Kinyan, and Memela, since it works out Das Kinyan, it has no shaykhis to linear Mitzvah Shvichas Kavana. Chacham Tzvi brought a raya from a Tosis on Kuvdala Ramid Beis, Dibra Maschel Vaha. Tosis asked the Kasha, how could a Katana do Chalitza? She's not a Bardas. How could a ketana do chalitza? She's not a bar das. We just said you need das, siphon the isha, siphon the isha. How could a ketana do it? She's not. She doesn't have das. So the Chacham Tzvi answers, there's an idea by a katan of das acheres maknoloi. If I want to give a lulav to a katan, or anything to a katan, das acheres makna works. The same thing. If the man wants to do chalitza, wants to have chalitza done, and be makna her ishus to her, so he could do it. Das acheres makna works. Maybe she doesn't want it. So normally, how does that work by a katan? Maybe the katan doesn't want. Something that's a schus, we assume that the person wants. So the same thing here. We assume that she wants. If she'll be, when she becomes a gadol, she says she doesn't want. Maybe it'd be a problem. Now we have beggar katan that we do it out to schus. When he turns 13, he says I didn't want. So it's a gloy also wasn't a schus. It'll make problems if she says she takes the chalitza and says she didn't want later. Would mess her up with my freya. Because she can marry anyone. Without the chalitza, she's not allowed to marry anybody she wants. And with the chalitza, she's free to marry whoever she wants. So then that way, it's a schusma. Yeah, that's the funny thing. The Chacham Tzvi is saying, it's a raya because I'm answering Taisa's kasha. I mentioned to you once, I can never figure out, sometimes Achrayim bring a raya, they say, Taisa said this, and he didn't answer like that. It's a raya. It's wrong. And sometimes they say Taisa is the kasha, and this teretz is a good teretz, so it's a raya. I don't know how that works exactly. I think the earlier achrayim brought it as a raya, and the later achrayim. But he's not learning it into Taisa. He's saying it as a separate teretz. The Chacham Tzvi has a few nafkaminas in his chiddush. Okay, besides we talked that time about the nafkaminas if it's a matir and not a mitzvah. But in the idea that it's not al mitzvah tzriches kavana, he also has a few nafkaminas. One nafkamina, he says, if you need kavana at the minute that you're doing the chalitza, you have to be mechaven bepayel at the time you're doing the chalitza. So it's enough to go in and say, I want to do chalitza, I want to be machnehar to herself, let's do it. If you hold mitzvah tzriches kavana, Chacham Tzvi names on that if you hold mitzvah tzriches kavana, you have to be mechaven at that minute. You have to be mechaven at that moment. There's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that says, "Amalei Rav Ashi l'shame." Rav Ashi told the Shamis, "Ichavin utkali, have kavana and blow shayfa for me." So the Gemara says, "Shmami na mitzvah tzriches kavana." So it means that at the time you do it, you're supposed to be mechaven. In shul, we usually give a clap and we tell everybody to have in mind to be out of mitzvah so and so. Before Parsha Zachar, they always give a clap. They announce, have in mind. So if the Chacham Tzvi, if you hold, it's also mitzvah sriches kavana dikedin. You have to have kavana b'shas ma'isa mamish. If you hold, it's kavana hakna. You don't have to have kavana b'shas ma'isa. You go into a store, you buy something. You have to have kavana at that minute. I am now being kind of this. No, as long as it's understood, that's your intention. That's good enough. So this is when Nafkamini, he says, it would be a mitzriches kavana dikadin. You have to have a kavana bepoil b'shas ma'isa. And if not, then you don't have to have kavana. If it's not kinyin, you just, as long as you know what you're doing, it's good enough. This is his first Nafkamini. What? Kavanu, they both have to have kavana. The general kavana, I guess. They know what's happening. And Shiskavnu doesn't mean at that second, but they have to both know what they're doing. Just like any time you buy something. I recently learned the Mishnah Berurah and Hilchos Mitzvah Sriches Kavana. I think Mishnah Berurah there in Siman Samach Aleph said that you don't have to have Kavana B'shas Ma'isa. As long as you know what you're doing. I think so when you daven, you say Kriya Shema, as long as you know what you're doing, it's good enough. Not like this Chacham Tzvi. But Echshiyah, this is one of his nafkaminas. He has another nafkamina, if a mumra could do chalitza. If a person who doesn't believe in the Torah could do chalitza. Ivat mitzvah sriches kavana, it's not shaykh by him, he doesn't believe there's such a mitzvah. As mitzvah sriches kavana, it doesn't work. That part is easy, right? Zalt kinyan. What's by a mummer? It's a little hard to understand. Zalt kinyan. So he knows that lefi dini atayra, I'm being makni you, that you can remarry. The kinyan works. I mean, I could go, if I go to China, and according to Chinese law, there's a certain kinyan. So I could do a Chinese kinyan. Do an American law, I could do an American kinyan. So he's doing a Jewish kinyan. Kinyan could work. You don't have to believe in the Torah. You just believe the Jews made it up. It's also a kinyan. He has to believe. So he believes that by Jewish law, he owns him.
The
Jewish law is that way. If he believes the Jews made it up, Moshe Rabbeinu made it up. So, but it's still, this is the set of rules that work in this country.
You mean a moment of
chatar kula? Yeah. It means a moment. No, Taka means a moment of chatar. If you're just a moment to one of Eira, he still believes, and it's different. He means a meshumet. It's a second nafkamina. He had a third nafkamina, Magabi and Einain, I think. I think this I mentioned once. Even Einain could do chalitza. That's not really kavana. If all chalitza is a mitzvah, so Einain doesn't do chalitza. Not supposed to do mitzvahs. If he holds a matir, so he could do a matir. He could do things that a matir they could do. So I guess he could quote that he could share. And if he wants, well, Einan can't eat meat. If he wants to serve meat to his children, so he could share and serve the meat. I guess he would share without a bracha. Just like Tils Yidayim, Einan is chayav in the Tils Yidayim taka. Even though Einan doesn't do mitzvahs ma'asiyos, but says washing his hands, he washes his hands because it's a matir, it wasn't eating bread. I guess it's similar to that. And these are three nafkaminas, but anyway, this is Shitas HaChacham Tzvi. The kavana we're talking about is kavanas haknoa. The bar plukta of the Chacham Tzvi is the Beis Meir, in Simukov Samach Tes. The Beis Meir names on that it's a mitzvah tzviches kavana dekadin. He says it's mafurish in the Lashon of the Rambam. When the Rambam says you need kavana in Hilchas Yibum, Perek Dal Halacha Ches, says you ma'isav elu lishman. His language is you do lishma. What's lishma? L'shem mitzvah. Doesn't mean l'shem kinyan. Lishma. V'yu ma'isav elu lishman. So the Beis Meir holds that it's a mitzvah sviches kavana dikadin. We have two shittas now. Chacham Tzvi says it's a din in das kinyan. The Beis Meir says the din of mitzvah sviches kavana. The Aruch HaShulchan Nemzal like the Beis Meir, but he asks a gevaldige kasha on the Beis Meir. The Beis Meir says it's a din of mitzvah sviches kavana. That's what the Rambam means. Yei kavanas b'maisa meilu lishma. Kasha is that the Rambam paskins mitzvah ain't sviches kavana. It's a machlekes in the Gemara. It's a machlekes in the Rishonim. The Rambam paskins by lulav and tefillin and kriyas shema and mitzvah paskins is ain't sviches kavana. So how in the world could you say that the reason you need das by chalitza is mitzvah sviches kavana? How can you say the Rambam holds you need das by chalitza because mitzvah sviches kavana? The Rambam sheet is always mitzvah don't need kavana. If you hold that mitzvah ain't sviches kavana v'chal ha'tayra, how could you hold here mitzvah sviches kavana? It's like a tiyufta, the whole thing. So Rosh Hashulchan says a teretz. I don't understand, I'll read it to you. I mean, I understand the words, but it's so not mistava to me. You know, everyone have the kasha? Everyone understand the kasha? How can you say das chalitza is because of mitzvah sviches kavana? If the Rambam's psak is always mitzvah zay sviches kavana, simple kasha. Yeah, based on Lashon HaRambam. So he says the same thing. The Aruch HaShulchan holds like the Beis Meir. First he says it's a Rashi. Kuf Beis Amid Beis Damasa V'Ika. The Bina Kavanas Mitzvah. The Chei Masha Lashon HaRambam. And he says the same thing. It's based on HaRambam. The Chol HaPaiskin. Bina Kavanas Mitzvah. Frekta Aruch HaShulchan. In B'chol HaTorah Mitzvichs Kavana Ein Tema B'zeh. If Kol HaTorah Kuli, you say Mitzvichas Kavana, it's easy. Aval Im Noima B'chol HaTorah, if it's his Kavana, Lo Mitzvah Kavana B'chalit, so here's the Kasha. Listen to his Teretz. The words make sense as a sentence, just in Havana. Nirali. The Chalitza Leidami L'chol HaMitzvahs. Chalitza is not like other mitzvahs. Why? the chol hamitzvahs nikur maisa hamitzvah. Why by every mitzvah you don't need kavana? Because by all mitzvahs it's noticeable the mitzvah. Could go into kei b'shayf. Or noita lulav. Why would anybody shake a lulav in an esrik? Obviously it's for a mitzvah. Ein derech lasi se abloi mitzvah. V'chein achilas matzah. V'ein derech lachol matzah el alechem chametz. Okay. L'fichka gam b'loi kavana ha-mitzvah nikeres. Says, why mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana? Because even without kavana, it's noticeable. Why is a person putting tefillin on his arm or on his head? Obviously, it must be it's a mitzvah. Masha'ein ken chalitzas minol urikika. Doha adam mukhruch laisai sam tadir. Masha'ein ken taking off a shoe or spitting, which people do all the time. Em lo yechavnu l'mitzvah, ein kamaitz a mitzvah klal. Do you understand that? What? You need my, what do you mean? You do it in front of Ezra. You do it in front of a Bezin. That's the problem, is that you're in front of a Bezin. When's the last time you saw a lady take off someone else's shoe? Yeah? And spit? Like, if she doesn't like him, why is she taking off his shoe? Yeah? I understand what he's thinking. Eating matzah is nikkur, it's a mitzvah. How is eating matzah nikkur? Because people usually eat bread, not matzah. Maybe. Maybe because when people eat the matzah, they chew it very fast, eat it because I used to eat those brass. Maybe it's nikkur. Okay. The chalitza is not nikkur. It's not a satisfying terrace. No? It's a great kasha, the kasha shtaka kasha. It's not a satisfying terrace. It's not a satisfying terrace. What? Because it's automatically kavana.
You don't have a bracha, then.
So you're saying a different tarot. So maybe since you don't need a bracha, you need kavana. Okay? Maybe. It's nikkur because of the bracha. It's not the words he's saying, but I'm just saying it makes sense. You asked before about Yibum, he says, Loi Domin Li Yibum. Why don't you say Mitzvah Kavana by Yibum? Shafil Mezer Vainis Vishayge Kiyama Mitzvah. Yisham Ripsa Torah Vyibma Makamaka. There's a kasi. Okay, so anyway, the kasha is a kasha, but Lamaisa, we have two shitas. We have the shita of the Chacham Tzvi, that it's Kavanas Kenyan, and the shita of the Beis Meir and Aruch HaShulchan, that is Kavanas Mitzvah. This Nemuchi Yosef is mashma which way? How do you understand this Nemuchi Yosef? We have a klal. Is it Kavanas Mitzvah? Mitzvah is Kavanah. Or is it Kavanas Kenyan? What's the mashmois? Am I wrong? What's the mashmois of the Nemuchi Yosef? Which way? Everything you can learn it two ways, no? How's the mashma? Both? Kavana can mean both. It's not the word kavana. No, we'll think. What's the mashmais? What does the Mukhi Yosef say? He's coming to answer the Lashon HaChayleitz. Why HaChayleitz? His Lashon is Yiratama Dava. He's helping in the chalitza because he has to have kavan. He's helping in the chalitza. Mitzvah kavana, I wouldn't say he's helping in the chalitza. If it's das makna, I understand. Every kinyan, the person being makna is a mesayeya and a kinyan because he's being makna, he's doing a hakna. That I understand 100%. We say it's al das kinyan, so Mukiyas' lashon is good. If you say it's al mitzvah, the way the Beis Meir and Aruch HaShulchan them on, it's very difficult to understand. Al mitzvah, that's called misayeya bechalitza. It's called you're helping along in the maisa chalitza. Are you helping along?
Al mitzvah, they still need the yavam kavanah.
Because it's ma'akiv, that's why. It's ma'akiv. If you didn't do the mitzvah, it doesn't work. the language you think makes sense, Miseyeya Bechalitza, that Lashon. Right. He's helping in the Maisa Chalitza. I understand. If he's not going to have Kavana, it's going to be a Davar Ma'akiv. So, right. It's hard to. I'm stuck, I have to say it. The Lashon, the Rambam's Lashon was not such a Lashon Miseyeya Bechalitza. But. The Rambam only said, "Amru shenechlatz loy machayleif l'pishul cheirish ve'ini shalom bedas k'dei sheyisiyaches loy hamaisa." Sheyisiyaches loy hamaisa. When you have kavana, the maisa is misiyaches to the man. Okay, could be that if it's a mitzvah, it's misiyaches loy.
It's not a mitzvah. Then why should she become mother even if he's not having it? As long as she's not having it, she should be a mitzvah.
If he's not mechavan l'shem mitzvah, right? So it depends. That's why it's tali zebizeh. If you hold it's a matir and you just have to have kavana mitzvah, you're right. But if you hold chalitza, it has to be a mitzvah to be matar. Then if it's missing in the mitzvah, then it's not matir. If the definition of chalitza is a mitzvah, then it has to be a mitzvah in order to be a matir. The matir is the result of a ma'aseh mitzvah. If it's missing in the ma'aseh mitzvah, then it won't work.
He needs
Kavanah
and she needs Kavanah.
The woman
as well?
Yeah.
And she's the one that goes to shuk, so why
do
you do the
Lashon
of the man?
That's a good question. I assume it says the Lashon of the woman sometimes. It also says in the Mishnayos. But when it comes to talking about the man, it doesn't say Nechlatz, it says Chaylatz, I guess to tell you the Chiddush, that he's a Messiah. But it doesn't mean to say that if it would say Chaylatz, it's wrong. We had in the previous Mishnah Lashon Chaylatz. Why sometimes it says chaylatz, sometimes chaylatz, I don't know. But there's a third shita. Right, one shita is das kenya, one shita is das mitzvah. There is a third shita in the Ktzais, Kedarkai v'Kodesh. He has his own mahalach in a lot of things. Except that here it's actually a ma'arit. The Chacham Tzvi himself brings a ma'arit, which the Ktzais is ma'arit. The Ktzais is simin ayin reish hei, sivkot and dalet. And he holds, you don't need das kinyan. You don't need das mitzvah. You just have to know what's going on. You have to know what's happening. When we say you need dashnehem, it means that you have to understand what's going on. He brings a very nice raya that it's not das kinyan, because we said we need kavana of both of them, and by kinyana we say das acheres makna sagi. It's enough if the makna has das, assuming that it's a schus to give siv chalitza. So das acheres makna should be enough. So he holds that what you need is what he calls a das kalusha. A shvacha das. You have to know what's going on. As long as you know what's going on, that's what Chazal required, not like Yibum. Yibum, if somehow he didn't know what he was doing and he did it, it's also chal. Chalitza, if he didn't know what was going on, then it's a dover hama'akiv in the chalitza. And he brings a mocker from this from a Ramban. The Ramban is a kasha by Cheirish. By Cheirish, he said that a Cheirish min haTorah can't be a nechlatz, can't do a chalitza. And the Ramban brings the reason that it doesn't work is because the pasuk says va'omar loy chofatzti lekachta. He has to be a bar amira, bar kriya. He has to be able to say loy chofatzti lekachta, and otherwise he can't do yibam. That's his explanation. So frek the Ramban typically because of das acheres makna. It should say it's das acheres. He said, and typically a cherish la bardasu. Typically a cherish is not a bardas. Why can't a cherish do chalitza? He's not a bardas. He can't have kavana for mitzvah. He doesn't have das makna. He can't be makna. So what do you mean? Why does the Ramban, wherever he brings from this pasuk of Amar Lecha Fasa Lekafta, let him say, because Kadz Labardas, Cheresh Labardas. So he says, I don't know if this is all from the Ramban or his explanation of the Ramban, but he says that the Ramban holds. That's enough just to das klush, you have to know what's going on. A cotton can know what's going on. You just have to know what's happening. A cotton can know what's happening. And therefore it's good enough. It's interesting, the Ktsai brings that you shouldn't think, we don't find such a lashon of kavana in Shas for das klusha, just know what's going on. It says we have Mesechtes Kedushin by Shem V'ayin. It says it never goes out with Shem V'ayin, V'shichasa. The Gemara's lashon is V'shichasa, that if the Adai knocks out the eye, so the Gemara says Archi is kavan l'shachsa. Has to be the Adam was mechavin to knock out the eye or the tooth. So what does kavana mean? Doesn't mean it's just kavana. Doesn't mean andas to be makna. Just means he knows what he was doing. That he knew what was going on. If he did it by mistake, it doesn't count. Achi is kavan l'shachsa. It just means he has to know what he's doing. So he says, who adin by chalitza, you just have to know what's doing, what you're doing. And so it's sort of it's a third mahalach in Kavanas Chalitza. So we have three mahalachim. The mahalach of the Chacham Tzvi, that it's al das makna, that you need das to be makna, to the ishus of the woman back to her. The mahalach of the Beis Meir, and the Archa Shulcha, and the Eretz Kosa Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. The mahalach of the Ktsais, and the marit that he brings, that you need only what he calls a das kalusha, you have to know basically what's going on. So this is the discussion on this, you know, of his chelik in the Maaseh Chalitza. I guess the Ktsais is still open to the question if it's a mitzvah or not. The Chacham Tzvi closes the shayli. He says one way. This man says fakeret. The Ktsais says that there's nothing to do. There's nothing to do. This is with the kavana here. Just you have to know what's going on. A mitzvah, not a mitzvah. I guess he can be open to mahalchim. Okay. All right. So these are the three mahalchim in kavanas chalitza. What's interesting is that the Tshuvas Nei Rabbi Yehuda and Chelakama Tzimit Tzadik Dalet. It's just a small piece in the tshuva. It starts the Hine B'Yavamis. It's funny that he apparently missed this Nemukah Yosef and this Taisis Yantif. He writes, as I told you, that B'Aldusi, I always thought the Lashon HaChaylitz is Ein HaBedigduk, it's not B'dugdik. The Lashonis Chazal don't have to be 100% B'dugdik. It's not Teresh HaBeksav. Teresh HaBeksav is all B'dugdik. Teresh HaPez Lav Davka. When he got older, he said he realized that the word hachaylites in Lashon Kodesh is used for taking off a shoe and for putting on a shoe. There are a lot of words like that in Lashon Kodesh. I remember the Torah Tamima has somewhere a whole collection, like skila. Skila is to throw stones. And skila is also to remove stones from the field. Clean out stones from the field is also called. You have verbs that go in two directions, right? Teaching and learning. To the same word, the same Shirish, Laman and Lime. And it has a meaning in two directions. So he says that Chalitz is that way too. He brings the Gemara later in Yevamis that uses such a lashon of Chalitza for putting on a shoe. So the Rebbe writes that it's B'digduk, he puts on his shoe in order to go do Chalitza. That's what it says in the Leit of Yehuda. It's a Tehtavarov. A cheirish. So why does it say a cheirish? I'll answer your question with a question. What does Nadi Yehuda mean when he says a cheirish, he puts on a shoe? It's a din, he has to put on a shoe? Such a halacha, he has to put on the shoe for chalitza? What is it he's wearing the shoe from before his brother died? Before his brother died, he's wearing a shoe. He's wearing it, it takes 90 days to chalitza. For 90 days, he's wearing the shoe. And now she's taking it off, it's no good. If someone else put the shoe on him, it's no good. Huh? Well, funny. So you're talking about a cheirish. Cheirish. If you hold that, he has to put on the shoe, so then it's taka kasha, right? A cheirish, well, he should also have to put on the shoe. It should say chaylites. Right? It's a funny thing that because it's Tehtavarov, he goes on something else there. But Tehtavarov, he writes this Lashon. Okay, so much for this this inyan of Tzricha Kavana. Let's get back to Reb Shimon. Okay, we're going to spend the next couple of shiurim learning Reb Shimon. And I'd like to do the next lot and a half to the next Mishnah as quickly as we can. Try to focus on the Pshat, the Gemara, Rashi, and Taisus. What is Reb Shimon's Shita? Reb Shimon argues with the Eishes Achiv Shloi Hoya Bayalamai. He doesn't argue with the whole thing. He argues with all the cases that we spoke about till now. Eishes Achiv Shloi Hoya Bayalamai is Potter from Yiva V'Chalitza. So Reb Shimon disagrees. He says, what does that mean? That three brothers, Reuven, died. And his wife fell to Shimon. Shimon did Yibam. And then Levi is born. So the Tanakhama says Levi was born after Reuven was gone. Reuven's wife was Miyabim. That's not Eishes Achiv Shloi Hoya Bayalamai. Tanakhama holds. And Tanakhama holds that it's Eishes Achiv Shloi Hoya Bayalamai. This woman was Lehi Hoya Bayalamai. Reb Shimon holds that that's not Eishes Achiv Shloi Hoya Bayalamai. Why? Pashup Shat in the Mishnah, because he came into the world. He was not Neser Sha'achas. There never was, when he came to the world, it was Shimon's wife. He was never Neser Sha'achas. And that's the truth. The truth is not a Grabayah. The truth. I mean, I can't say truth, but the halach is not a Grabayah, even in Kavanas Reb Shimon. That, and that's the way we learned our Tesamid Beis. We had Reb Shimon briefly on Tesamid Beis. However, today we're learning Rabbaishia. Rabbaishia says that Reb Shimon argues either way. No difference. Noilid v'achach ibam, ibam v'achach noilid. He doesn't care. Either way, which is a relief to many of you, because I know it gets confusing. Noilid v'achach ibam, yachach noilid. What's the difference? All the same? Okay. Rabbi Yoshia says it's all the same. Doesn't matter. Ibam v'achach noilid, noilid v'achach ibam. There's no din of Eishes Achiv Shloi Hoya Bayalamai in such a case. So let's learn the words of the Gemara and try to understand Rabbi Yoshia. And try to focus, because if you don't understand Rabbi Shia, you're going to have a problem with the whole next plot. I'm Rabbi Shia. Chalok haya Reb Shimon af barishayna. Reb Shimon argued on the first Mishnah as well. Now this Rabbi Shia sentence goes down for 15 lines. It's all one long sentence explaining Rabbi Shia, so listen carefully. I'm Rabbi Shia. Chalok haya Reb Shimon af barishayna. Reb Shimon does the hold of Eishes Achiv Shloi Hoya Bayalamai, even the first Mishnah, which was Noilav HaKachibim. No difference. Mamai. Midiktadi Mishnah Yaseira. There are two Mishnahis. First Mishnah was Noilav HaKachibim. Second Mishnah is Yim HaKach Noilad. Why do we need two Mishnahis? Bava Dereisha L'makatani La. Why does it say the first Mishnah? You label the Rabbanon. Rabbanon who says Yisrael HaKshayi Bay Lamai. You don't need the first Mishnah. Just the second Mishnah. Hashta. In the second Mishnah, Yibam L'Besayf Noilad. If he was Miyabim first, when Levi was born, this woman was beheter, was not Eishes Reuven anymore. Asri Rabbanan, Noilav HaKachibim Mibay. I don't need the first Mishnah for the Rabbanan. If in the second Mishnah they hold it's Aser, Koshkin in the first Mishnah. Elolav. So why is the first Mishnah brought? Must be Reb Shimon. I'll tell you a chiddush of Reb Shimon. That Reb Shimon argues even in that case. Elo Reb Shimon Itzrich. Tana Reishol Adiachol Kachid Reb Shimon. First Mishnah tells you Reb Shimon does not hold its Eishes Achiv Shloi Hoya Bayalamai in either case. V'tana Seifa Yachkecha the Rabban. It said the Seifa to tell you the Rabbanon Shita that in either case the Rabbanon hold it is Eishes Achiv Shloi Hoya Bayalamai. Ubinidu Diflug Reb Shimon Bereisha. It could have said Reb Shimon Shita the first Mishnah. L'gatul the Rabbanon the Besaymi L'masayu. He waited for the Rabbanon to finish talking. V'hada Palagalayu, and then he argued. Period. It's easy Gemara. Gemara says Reb Shimon argues in both Mishnayos. So we have a double machlokes Rabban and Reb Shimon. If there's such a thing as Eishes Achiv Shloi Hoya Bayalamai, Sai Noilid Ulum Seif Yibam, which is Mishnah Aleph, and Sai Noilid Yibam Ulum Seif Noilid, no difference. In fact, the Gemara Ela Eishes Achiv Shloi Hoya Bayalamai Reb Shimon Hechi Mishkachasla. How do you ever have a case of Eishes Achiv Shloi Hoya Bayalamai? You could have Noilid and then Yibam. You could have Yibam and then Noilid. What other cases could you have? So the Ritva explains that to say that Reb Shimon doesn't hold bechlal of Eishes Zachar Shloi by Lami is not mistaver. It's the Gemara darshes it from a pasuk. So therefore, the Gemara assumes that he holds of Eishes Zachar Shloi by Lami. So therefore, the Gemara asks Eishes Zachar Shloi by Lami hechi mishkachas lo. So Gemara says two turots. B'chan acha umis v'noled layach. There's only one brother. The brother got married and died. Is there any Yibum now? No Yibum. No brothers. And now the brother was born later. So I'm telling you a chiddush that this woman is an erva to him. An erva of Eish Yisach of Shalaya by Lama. Even though he was never alive when she was married to his brother, still, it's Eish Yisach of Shalaya by Lama. Now that case is an easy case. I don't think anybody has any kasha on it. Inami is the case that we have to talk about. So let's focus on what the case is. Inami betray. Now, be careful. Trey doesn't mean there were two surviving brothers. Make sure you understand the case. There were two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven died. Trey means that the Yavama fell to one brother. There were two brothers altogether. One died, which is the case we're talking about all along. The Yavama fell to Shimon. V'lo yabam v'lo meis. He was a miyabim. He didn't do anything. Nothing. Period. Therefore what? Betray v'lo yibam v'lo meis. What does it mean? There were two brothers. One brother died. The other brother had a mitzvah. He didn't do anything. Maybe it was an old lady. She didn't plan to remarry. He didn't do nothing. Not yibam, not chalitza. He's around. And now, Levi is born. Levi becomes bar mitzvah, he was old enough. So he says, you know what? I'll do Yibam. I'll be Miyabim. I'll have a mitzvah. So we're saying, no. That's Eish Yisach v'Shalaya by Lamai. Because, even Levi Vaishya, that's Eish Yisach v'Shalaya by Lamai. Why? Because he was married. She was married to Reuven, who was Lehoya by Lamai. That's Eish Yisach v'Shalaya by Lamai. That's what the Gemara is saying. Now, there's a problem with this. So we're going to discuss this problem tomorrow. I hope there'll be time between today and tomorrow for you to appreciate the kasha in order to get to the Teretz tomorrow. Tomorrow, I'm going to try to explain Rabbi Shia. Rabbi Shia holds Zika Keknusa, as we'll see we're going to finish his Lashon. He holds Zika Keknusa. What does Zika Keknusa mean? It means different than Yesh Zika, much more than Yesh Zika. Till now, Yesh Zika was a potential. Yesh Zika is a potential. A man dies, there's a potential for someone to be Miyabin. So there's Zika, that's the relationship. Yozeku Kasai. So Mimela, the brother, is Aser in her mother. Why? Because it's Ziku Kasai. Zika Kiknusa means something more. Zika Kiknusa means that the Zika is like you're already married. Zika Keknusa is an idea that as soon as you fall to Yibam to a man, it's Ki'ilu you married him. Now it's not Ki'ilu you married him that she becomes an Eshes Ish. It's not Ki'ilu you married him that if Kedusha is not Typhus. It's Ki'ilu you married in the sense that the Zika ends, it's Mafkia Zika. The Keren Oira on this Gemara is the defining Mefairish defines Zika Keknusa. It's important Karen Iron. He says Zika Keknusa means that the Zika exists for a minute, for a second, it makes Keknusa, and then there's no more Zika. Now it's not Zikukasa, it's Keknusasai. What's Keknusasai? It just means that the Zika is used up. The Zika makes that this man and this woman are Keknusa. And there's no more Zika. New brother is born. There's no Zika to go to the new brother. Abai is going to say Zika Keknusa is only when there's one brother alive. If there are two, it can't work. But this explanation, we understand. If there's one brother, it's Keknusa. If there are two brothers, we'll have to talk about it. How are you going to work it? Well, one brother, we certainly understand. Zika Keknusa means bang. Zika, and she's Keknusa. That's the whole thing. So a brother is born later. The brother is born later. It's lachar ma'isa. There's no Zika to go to him. So it's not Eish Yisach v'Shalaya by Lamai. That's what come out, everyone says that Zika Kedusa is in Tyre and Rabbi Shia. Okay, to be shy to say it first. So it comes out, before we said, Yesh Zika mean Rabbi Kiva's Yesh Zika by Rabbi Kiva's Mishnah. Mishnah cited the Yesh Zika by Nadarim, Mishnah Nadarim, that was their ice. Before we said there's a level of Zika that's a Drabbanim. So we have Ein Zika, Yesh Zika Darais, Yesh Zika Drabbanim, this is a new Shita. Zika Kiknusa, that the Zika is like you're married. Legabe what? Legabe Afkar Zika. There'll be other, a few other things, which we'll talk about tomorrow. But Taich, yeah, Zika Kiknusa is this idea that the Zika comes off. Let's see it the way the Gemara says. Now look at the Lashon of the Gemara. Bishloma Yav Vakach Noilud Ki Ashkeche Betera Ashkeche. If when the boy is born, this new baby that's born, finds him behetera. The minute he's born, there's no iser, so that's not ishav shal belame. But noilav akachibem my tama. At the minute this baby was born, it was eshes achit. So the gemara kasavi yezika v'zika kedusa damya, meaning that the minute he was born, there was no zika, because the zika kiknusa means the zika gets used up, so to speak, the first second. Zika only lasts a second. Zika kiknusa. The Zika makes kiknusa, like zaps him, now he's kiknusa, and finished. Now there's no more Zika. The Lashon Karanaira is that Zika kiknusa is mafkia the Zika. It means the Zika is finished. If a man dies, he has one brother, Zika makes that brother is like a kiknusa to him. Legabi what? Legabi that the Zika doesn't go anywhere else. There's no other Zika left. New baby is born, nothing, there's no Zika left. The Zika goes on him. And that's the extent of it. So it's a Eishasach of Shimon. Because since it's Kiknusa to Shimon, so it's a real Eishasach and Eishasach to Shimon. Now, this is the explanation of Zika Kiknusa, which I will come back to explain tomorrow, first thing. What? But it's Kiknusa to Shimon already. Lagabi Ruvain. Shalom Mokeh Mitzvah, Gabi Shimon. When Shimon is going to die, it's going to be Mokeh Mitzvah. And the Maisa, the Gemara is going to use the idea that it's Shimon's Kenusa, because the Gemara is going to have such an afkamina, the Yibma of Shimon. Now, there are problems with this explanation. The explanation is Emes. There are problems that have to be worked out in the Gemara. The Gemara said, V'loi Meis, Mashma Meis, it will be different. That idea, which the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ritva all talk about. Now, tomorrow I'm supposed to go to Florida for the yeshiva, so the plan is to have shir in the morning from 9:30 to 10:30, which means you're not going to have a lot of time to get ahead of me. I'm going to try to give shir tomorrow on Zika Kiknusa, on the Taich of Zika Kiknusa, because I know you're not going to have time to prepare, but I hope afterwards you'll have. I hope you'll join me in praying that tomorrow's storm disrupts the flights and I don't have to go to Florida, because I'm not interested in going to Florida. Whatever money they get, hope they'll get anyway. Bainshal says money. So it'd be nice. But in the meantime, I'm going to go to the airport tomorrow. The worst thing would be if I go to Florida and then I get disrupted and I have to stay in Florida. And I don't want to have to do that. This morning I went, I have a ticket back Wednesday morning early. I bought a Thursday morning ticket also. So I have two tickets back. So that if the Wednesday flights are disrupted, I shouldn't get stuck there. Because once they disrupt the Wednesday flights, everyone's on standby. So I have a Thursday morning ticket anyway. If you know anybody with the same name as me that wants to come back Thursday, I can give him my ticket. But at least I'm safe, if not. But I would like very much that you should put in the kayach and the energy. This is Yivam Misugya. Takes energy, takes kayach. If you're not going to learn it today, you're going to go the rest of your lives without learning it. Daf Yomi, you can't learn this sugya. Impossible. I don't know what they do in Daf Yomi in such a sugya. But you have to learn the sugya properly. Tomorrow in the morning, I'm going to try to explain Zika Kiknusa, but my explanation is going to be to prepare. You're going to have before the next day's shiur two days to get ahead of me, and I'm going to try to get up to do a good part of the next amid. So, Mitzvah Hashem.